laborers together with God in the home, September 4. Home duties well done. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, Colossians 3:23. God has given you life and all the rich blessings that make it enjoyable, and in return he has claims upon you for service, for gratitude, for love, for obedience to his law. He requires you to control passion, to restrain selfish thoughts and actions, and to leave fretful words unspoken. Would Jesus require this self-control if it were not for your real happiness to practice it? No, he wishes you to cultivate such traits of character as will bring peace to your own hearts and enable you to brighten other hearts and lives with the sunshine of love, joy, and cheerful contentment. If you are truly converted, if you are children of Jesus, you will honor your parents. You will not only do what they tell you, but you will watch for opportunities to help them. In doing this, you are working for Jesus. He considers all these caretaking, thoughtful deeds as done to himself. This is the most important kind of missionary work, and those who are faithful in these little everyday duties are gaining a valuable experience. By employing your time in useful work, you will be closing a door against Satan's temptations. Remember that Jesus lived not to please himself, and you must be like him. Make this matter one of religious principle and ask Jesus to help you. By exercising your mind in this direction, you will be preparing to become burden bearers in the cause of God, as you have been caretakers in the home circle. You will have a good influence upon others and may win them to the service of Christ. When you make up your mind to do something on which your heart is set, you do not give up for difficulties, but try again and again. Put the same energy and determination to succeed in the service of Christ, and you will not fail of a reward.